number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, behind the glass on this Friday. And as we do every Friday, we say hello to forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders. What's
man,
up, Chris?
How's my favorite two-man doing? Y'all doing good this morning?
We're good. We're good. We're fantastic. We're excited because
man, I got a little pep in my step this morning, man. We got a new head coach. I'm not disrespecting the other head coach, but it's just a new era, a new feel of what the heck is going on. So I'm excited, man.
As a wide receiver, I would be very excited about this head coach.
Me too. Shoot, I mean, I actually went in the front yard and ran some routes. I ran a comeback and a hitch. I needed some oxygen. But, yeah, as a wide receiver.
How are your knees?
Man, I had to call a timeout, and I was only doing it for like 30 seconds. So that's kind of what we're talking about. But, yes, I mean, it's funny that you say that because you got an offensive-minded guy. And here's what he said. I love his philosophy. He said the teams that win, they pass the ball well. So what does that say to a wide receiver if I hear that coming in? My philosophy is I want to pass the ball and stretch the field down the field. If I'm Burks, if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, if I'm Phillips, whoever's in that receiving corps right now, I would get my mindset to get ready to where I'm going to be so prepared that this head coach trusts me to get me the football. So I'd be excited if I was a wide receiver.
Yeah, and I think they definitely are, and I'm excited to see what receivers that they add. We were just talking – you know, picking at seven, and we're going to have a lot of time to break down the draft and all of that. But, you know, if Adunze from Washington and Malik Nabers from LSU, if they're there at seven, even though you need offensive line, you got to take one of those guys, right?
I mean, you have to. I mean, look at what they did. I think it was when Callahan was with the Cincinnati Bengals. Look at who they got in the first round. They got Ja'Marr Chase. Look at how that panned out. So now you got a situation where the Tennessee Titans are sitting at seven, and if Nabers is sitting there from LSU, I mean, I think that would be a good steal. And then also, if he's not there, there's some other guys that I like. I like Franklin from Oregon. I like Walker from North Carolina. I like Polk from Washington State. You got Legit from South Carolina. You got Coleman from Florida State. There's a lot of guys that you can pick at this slot. But the good thing about it is, even though you have a lot of guys at that position, you got to make sure he fits your system and what you want to do. So, you know, if we're sitting there, I would love for them to take a wide receiver.
Absolutely. You know, Chris, if you're a top wide receiver free agent in the NFL, I know a lot of it's about money and you go where you make I get that. But saying that if you want to go to a place where you're going to be, you know, throwing the ball quite a bit, why would you not look at the Titans with this new head coach?
Man, I would. I mean, because the thing about it is, you know, like Terrell Owens throw me the blank ball, that's how we feel because we want the football. We want to make plays. We want to showcase our talent. So if I'm a free agent wide receiver and I'm looking the track record of Callahan, I look at what he does. He throws the ball down the field. He gets, you know, players of football like he did in Cincinnati with Chase and Higgins and Boyd and all those wide receivers. If I'm looking at it and I want to improve not just myself but also make a team better, I will be eyeing the Tennessee Titans because the philosophy of Callahan, the philosophy of what he wants to do with the wide receivers, but also incorporate some good players, I think it can be a recipe for a receiver of any caliber to come in and make some plays.
I say go steal Calvin Ridley from the Jags. I mean, you know, if you're going to, you know, go ahead and hurt the teams in your division. I mean, he's a free agent.
They're not going to let him go. He's too good. I don't think the Jags are going to let him go. He's a dog, man. He runs routes. And we always talk about a wide receiver playing mad. Watch how he runs routes. Watch what he does when he gets out of his cuts. Watch what he does when the ball's in the air. And if you had a kind of guy like that to come with the Tennessee Titans, then I think that would be a great asset for this team.
Chris, would you look at a Mike Evans at this point in his career?
I would. I mean, I would because he still can make some plays. I know he's a little older, but he still is capable of making plays. Look at what he did this year. I know he dropped a couple of balls this year, but he still makes some big plays down the field. I mean, if you get a guy that can come in here that can teach a Burks and team up with, you know, Hopkins, it just makes that receiving core room so special because you have two veterans. You got Mike and you have Hop, and then you got some young guys that can learn from those older guys. So, yeah, I think it'll be a great asset for this guy to come into for the Tennessee Titans.
But what if I told you that I just looked into the crystal ball and I see the receiver room for the 2024 Tennessee Titans, and it's DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh my God!
Treylon Burks, Malik Nabers.
Lord have mercy.
Tyler Boyd.
What?
Juwan Jennings.
What you said? I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say because if that happens, Chase, you just went from a receiving core last year to an exceptional receiving core. That could be something special. I mean, you got some veteran guys. You got some guys that are coming in. You got neighbors that's from LSU. They come with a list of wide receivers. Ja'Marr Chase went there, so he those guys understand how to run routes. You just went from a okay receiving core to an explosive wide receiving core, and that could be dangerous with a guy Callahan coming here running the ship.
You know, Chris, it's funny. You go back and look. You know, I remember the Cowboys were in the Super Bowl. I mean, they had a fullback and a hat tailback and.
What's a fullback?
Right, and two receivers. I just think the game of football now is to the point where. It's going to be three receivers. I mean, it's all changed now. So you got to find these guys who will fit in these places, who can spread the offense. And so I think the receiver now has become – I know we talk about the rushing defensive end, the shutdown left tackle. But, my God, a slot receiver and a guy can stretch – it's become more important than ever in the National Football League.
I mean, it is because this has become a sexy league. Now, when I say a sexy league, nobody wants to get in 21 personnel. That's two backs, one tight end, and two wide receivers. Everybody wants to run the spread offense, you know, no backs in the backfield or just having a three wide receiver set because everybody wants to make the explosive play downfield. Because if you look at football, nobody wants to be like, no disrespect, I went to Ohio State. Nobody wants to have two yards in a cloud of dust. Nobody wants to see that type of football anymore. Everybody wants to see the 60-yard touchdown, you know, the big play jumping over five guys making plays. So, you know, even though we don't want to run the ball, everybody wants to see that explosive play down the field.
Chris Sanders is with us. Everybody kind of feels like that Derrick Henry's time with the Titans is done and that, you know, Brian Callahan's system, you know, would feature a couple of running backs that can run routes. However, he was on Robbie and Rex Road and Kaharski was in this morning and was asked about Derrick Henry and, you know, him fitting in that offense. And he basically said that, look, you find a place for a guy like Derrick Henry,
absolutely.
And he's got a lot left in the tank. He thinks he could certainly fit and you know, continue to be a top player for this franchise. And he could have very easily dismissed that question and sidestepped it and all those things.
Right.
I heard a guy that was legitimately like, hey, give me a shot to have him here, that the door's not closed like maybe we thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, and I agree with you about that because everybody wants Derrick Henry. I want Derrick Henry here, but you got to remember this. It's not that if Derrick Henry's not here, he's not a great player. It's just that what does Callahan want to do with his philosophy? His philosophy is throwing the ball downfield. His philosophy is going through a lot of three wide receiver sets. All those things are great. So it's not that Derrick Henry wouldn't fit in. It's just that you will have a frustrated Derrick Henry. When you say you have a frustrated Derrick Henry is he will be coming in the game sparingly. It's not that, you know, the couple of years ago to where we knew the identity of the Tennessee Titans. It's run first, pass second. Now when you got Callahan coming in, it's pass first, run second. So it's not that Derrick Henry can't fit in the system. It's just that he'll get frustrated because he'll be coming out of the game a lot as opposed to staying in the game.
All right, they're all heading to the Senior Bowl next week. What do you think Callahan's looking at the most? Receiver? Obviously receiver, but what's going to stand out to him, Chris?
I think it's going to be a couple of positions. I think you're going to look at the wide receiver position, just like what we talked about. We got Neighbors, we got Franklin, we got Walker from North Carolina, the guy that I kind of talked about. But also the offensive line. If you look at last year with the Tennessee Titans, with the offensive line, they struggled in pass roll. They struggled with a lot of things. So he's going to be eyeballing those two positions. Then I think another position that I really think he's going to focus on is the secondary. He's got to get some guys in the secondary that can make some plays. I mean, I know we got McCrary out there that's been making some plays, but you got to figure out a way to get a shutdown quarter to take the pressure off not making plays downfield. So those are the three positions I think he'll be really looking at. I know the quarterback situation is kind of taken care of. I know, the offensive guard, I guess you can say, with Skornoski, that's kind of taken care of. But you got to get some offensive line guys. You got to get some wide receivers. And you got to get some secondary guys that can stop those guys from making plays in the secondary. That's what I think.
He is forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders and has brought it today as he does every week.
But, man, I appreciate you guys, and I love you guys so much.
You too, Chris. I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm ready to see what this looks like. Let's get to – give me to September already.
Jim, I think it's going to be awesome, man. And I think that is – and I know we got to get off the show, but here's what I love about what I love about the whole situation is there's some great chemistry. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the chemistry that he had with Rand Carthon, it's not phony, it's not fake. It's saying, you know what, I'm willing to work with you, Amy. I'm willing to work with you, Rand Carthon. And when you have a situation like that and you have great chemistry, let's go get us a doggone championship and bring it back to Nissan Stadium. Let's go get it.
No doubt about it. He is Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver. Have a great weekend.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
You too. Joins us every Friday here on the program. A lot of fun what ifs. You like the what if game. I mean, there's what ifs now with this team of, but what do you think about that receiving core that I named? Would you sign up for that? We'll discuss that.
Good Lord,
coming
yes.
up next. Chasing Big Joe, 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can weigh in on anything that we're talking about here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.